This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Good morning to you, folks. How you doing?
Martin, what's starting all
What is the story with you? Any crack?
Yeah, sorry, I just needed a bit more volume there.
You needed a bit more ears.
I wake up deafer, do you know that way? It's like sometimes your ears are very sort of temperamental. Do you ever get like you're going home in the car and you're like, yeah, woo, listening to music. And then you get in, up in the morning, you get into the car and you go, Jesus, that's very loud.
Yeah.
And it was you that said it.
Absolutely.
I had a little bit of that going on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you turn on the telly. You have the telly on the night before or whatever.
Yeah.
And you hire it up to whatever. And then the next day you come back to it and you flick it on during the daytime and it's like, bloody
like,
hell.
Jesus.
What the heck? Is everybody deaf in this house?
Were you listening to that?
Actually, my ears, if I seem to have got a smack of a head cold for somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Was it you?
Not me.
Did you infect me with it?
No, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm infection clear. I'm clear as a whistle.
You've been
whatever
tested.
That means.
You've been tested, have you?
Clear as a whistle. That's what my nose is like.
Anyway, here's a lovely text to set you off in a good morning.
Oh, God, yeah.
Our very own Tara Duggan.
Although
she
referred
to herself.
I don't want to hear anything about for a Billie Holiday.
Yeah, she referred to herself as just Duggan.
She sent
us the obligatory airport photograph. You know the one of being in the bar, like.
Then why wasn't she flipping here yesterday? I presume that was yesterday.
Not at all. No. She was in. It was the pre-holiday yesterday.
What's a pre-holiday at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It's prepare yourself. It's where you get yourself ready into a state of mind.
Ah, would you stop? How does she have a day off before her holiday? Who has a day off before their holiday?
Tara does.
And now look at her half cutting jarred halfway through.
What would you say that is on our plate? I mean, there's a thing of orchard thieves there. And what would you say that is?
I don't know. There's egg anyway. There's egg, bread and ham involved anyway.
Yeah. It looks like it's something left from a breakfast somewhere.
She had a day off before her holiday.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Pre-holiday.
Unbelievable. I'm shocked. How'd she do it? What? Come on, Tara. Give us all a look at those pictures of Andy Bad News in the nip. Because we all deserve to have a little bit of whatever it is you have to be bribing.
A little bit of blackmail material.
Unbelievable.
It would go down very well. By the way, come here, listen. There's a couple of texts in that have spotted something, PJ, which no doubt has probably occurred to you. JP has done it and Antoinette has done it.
Yeah.
They were on congratulating Bowes on the victory last night over Crumlin. And of course, setting up the big Dublin derby in the semi-final, which happens to be... Ooh, when is it? That's right, on the 27th of September. What's happening on the 27th of September? Ooh, that's right, the Limerick Listener Party. What is going to happen, PJ?
I'm leaving.
Are you leaving? Is this your official resignation?
I can't believe it. What a load of brownolics that is.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
On behalf of who? The FAI or...
No, this feckin' place. They should have known.
Wait a second. Our party was in place first.
Who cares? That's not... They knew. They put it in place first because they knew probably the biggest game in League of Ireland. Well, the last probably 10 years of League of Ireland is happening. And I won't be there. I'm not happy. Wouldn't be happy about it.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely, completely crankified over now, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Antoinette was feeling your pain, all right.
Well, I suppose one of two things can happen. So there's a good thing. So either Bowes, ridiculously, something goes mad and Shambletown, loners don't, you know, beat them. And then I'm glad I missed it anyway. Or Bowes do what they should do, forever beating Rovers, and then we could all look forward to a big day out in the Aviva.
In the Aviva. Or maybe it'll go. Can it go to a replay?
No.
It can't.
No, it
So
can't
it has go. To be extra time and penalties.
Yeah. So,
ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be straight in, no kiss.
Well, look, I'm sure that Bowes will reschedule. I'm sure the FAI will hear your pain and they'll reschedule the game for the following day.
I don't think they're going to pick. Can you imagine the scramble for those tickets? Like, it's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be murder for those tickets.
It'll be phenomenal.
Absolutely mad.
And, of course, it's at Daily Mount as well, isn't it?
In Daily Mount Park, yeah.
Anyway, listen, if you want to give us a shout this morning, loads of people are already on. I saw there's something in there from Greg and Ballinasloe. I don't know what it was, but I saw his picture in English Ian, likewise. And Elf Terry's been on as well. So if you've been on to us, thanks a million for the WhatsApp, 087-188-0008, if you do want to give us a shout.
Jeepers, you scared the life out of me. I First time ever I've been surprised to hear music in the soap.
It happens quite a bit, you know. Self Control, Laura Branigan here at Classic Hits, 17 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to get us on WhatsApp. About to take on the birthdays. It's a kind of a themed birthdays today, PJ, for you.
Oh, really? Yeah, why?
And it's one of your favourite themes. Literally, we've just been chatting about Bows and Shamrock Rovers and the big Dublin Derby now set up in the semi-final of the FAI Cup.
So we're going all football, are we?
Well, we're going... there's a bit of football. Well, actually, to be honest with you, there's actually no football. Sorry about that. But anyway, there is sport. There is sport.
Sport or no football?
They're all sporting related. Right?
You intrigue me, Mr. Maccabi.
And a couple of them are your specialist subject.
Right.
Actually, that's strictly not true as well either, because I keep saying it's your specialist subject and it's not really, but anyway.
Oh, gee, all the time. You always do it. It's F1. And
There's a little bit of F1 in there.
I know very little about it. You just decide that a car is basically a four-wheeled motorcycle and that I should know.
Pretty much.
I don't know.
Were you ever an F1 fan? Or was it always bikes?
No, a very passing F1 fan. I've never been a real F1 fan. Right, bandwagon okay. F1 fan. I watch it when there wasn't a motorbike race on.
Bandwagoning would be a brilliant thing in F1, because if anybody ever came along and said, listen, I've, you know, tickets for, you know, one of the F1 races and I've got pit passes and stuff.
Oh,
do you want to go? Yes, I do. Are you a fan of F1? Yes, I am. Have you ever seen... No, I have, but it doesn't matter. I want to go.
Well, you know that...
They look like the most amazing... Event.
Days, oh my
don't
god!
Don't like days out.
Well, sure, the people do that though. You know Tom Brady, who's like the most famous quarterback of all time, and
still playing. He's in his 40s.
Still playing in his 40s. Still banging them out. Yeah, still a Super Bowl, unbelievable champion, and all this. But he said he was an F1 fan and got tickets. This very famous video of him in the paddock,
right,
at an F1 race. I don't know which one it is, but he's in a very famous video, and two lads are trying to interview him, and he's like, "Look, I just want to enjoy my day, you know." Obviously, he isn't that much of an F1 fan, because the two guys trying to interview him are Michael Schumacher and David Coulthard. And he's like, oh, here we go, bloody journals, when I'm trying to, like, meet the drivers here, you know.
That'd be me now. That'd be me somewhere. But I wouldn't care, because whenever you see them on the telly, they just look like amazing days where everybody's ridiculously rich and it's fabulous.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, good.
Anyway, right, lads, we'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, though, hey... let's get smooth here for a second.
What do you mean?
Because it's this bloke's birthday.
My first grand's about 79, I think, when either Frank or David was away, ill or drunk or something, I can't remember. But they pitched me into it, and it was pretty fearsome. And then I started doing it more regularly in the 80s.
Know who that guy is?
I don't know who it is.
What?
I should know who it is.
You don't know the smooth, dulcet tones of...
My first grand's about 79, I think, when...
First grandstand, 79?
Oh, it's Dickie Davis!
No, it's Des Lynam.
Oh, the same man. The same man, Jim. The same fella.
You're right, he's Dickie Davis' son, Des Lynam.
Yeah, they hide behind the same moustache. They used to share their moustache.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Will you be using the moustache this week, Dickie?
Yeah.
No, Des, you take it away.
I absolutely will not be using it. I'm wearing my cricket moustache today. You may borrow the sports presenting moustache and go
anyway,
for it.
Anyway, Des Lynam, you know we can claim him as kind of one of our own.
How?
Ennis Bourne, apparently.
Ennis!
Ennis Bourne, apparently.
He is not.
Yeah, if Alan and Ennis is listening, he'll probably come on now and claim him properly.
Wouldn't it be brilliant if he had an Ennis accent doing all those programmes instead of that really
What's
smooth.
An Ennis accent?
All right, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's kicked the head off, yeah. All right, yeah. You know that? Yeah. You know the way, no.
I've never...
It's kind of limerick, but it goes on too long, yeah. Again. Yeah,
oh, well,
I'm probably doing a poor
actually,
attempt.
If Alan and Ennis is listening, that'll certainly spark him.
He'll be there and he'll be going, I don't sound anything like that. No, I'm going to kill him, yeah. I'm going to get that guy out and give him a wedgie. It'll hold some. Yeah, if you're doing all that, yeah. yeah, deadly. Right,
Smoothie Des Lynam.
I was a big fan of him. And I think he may be responsible for me being such a fan of the Olympics, because he used to cover the Olympics so well.
Yeah.
And he was so into everything. And he looked like he didn't know anything about a brown corduroy suit and mad hair.
No. And he also...
We're going
to
talk to Daley Thompson.
He was a
Thompson,
silver fox for...
Who just ate his javelin. Yeah.
He was a silver fox from probably the age of about 20, wasn't he?
Yeah,
it's
he
like
was,
he always had the kind of salt and pepper hair and the... Salt and pepper mustache.
Yeah, you know he was like the first baby born in Hollis Street Hospital that came out with a mustache on. And you're like, oh my God. So you one way you're going to go, my friend. Yeah. Hey, I got to say, he's getting on a bit.
He is getting on a bit now, to be fair.
78.
Yes!
Oh!
Well done.
On you, Dickie right. Dave Lynham.
So there we go, one in the bag. Now, this is where your F1 journey begins, dear boy. We're going to start, first of all, with Damon Hill.
Damon Hill, right,
currently a pundit for Sky.
Currently a pundit, tremendous chin on that man, I will say. He has a tremendous chin. We were talking about
him. You're not confusing him with David Coulthard, are you?
No, hold on.
Because that's a serious
chin. No, he's got Russ Abbott-style chin.
Yeah, he's Desperate Dan.
His corners, no. He used to use David Coulthard to practice hairpin turns.
Exactly, I was just going to say.
They'd lie him down in Monza and go, listen, we've Monaco next.
You could use him like a T-square. You could design houses.
Don't be getting that pendulum chin out of the way now. Like, you know.
Damon Hill has an impressive...
Hold on.
You're not confusing him with Jimmy Hill, are you?
Jimmy Hill. His chin was always the most remarkable thing in the world, wasn't
Brilliant,
it?
Brilliant, yeah.
Damon Hill, I have to image him. Hold on. Oh, yeah. No, he does, yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't. Oh, yeah, he does. He does.
If you get him at the right angle, is it?
No, it's his goatee, when he had the goatee.
Ah,
yeah,
right,
and
okay.
And he had the angles on it. He kind of tried to do a Desperate Dan, but he was too skinny, you know, so he didn't really pull it off.
He needed to bulk up a bit.
What age is he? He's going to go for about 54.
Not bad, 59.
Oh, okay.
59. Yeah. Right, let's go back to a legend, right? A legend, a man even before your time in Formula One, despite your great knowledge of it.
Right.
What about Sir Stirling Moss?
Stirling Moss, oh God.
That must be one of the most famous names in sport. I'd say for a long time people just heard the name. Oh, Stirling Moss, yeah. What does he do? No idea.
No idea.
Just sport.
He could be a vicar.
Yeah, but what sport
though,
does he do? He does just sport.
It's the real name of a sort of... a fella in the House of Lords or a Tory politician.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of those cardinals that... Not a cardinal. What's the Protestant version of a cardinal? You know them ones, you see them in the House of Lords. You know the fellas I'd be talking about. A super vicar, is that what they call them?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the official name.
Yeah, it is.
Super Vickers.
You know when you see the Super Vickers?
Yeah.
You know them lads, and you'd be like, oh, and you'd be like, oh.
English Ian will know. English Ian will be on there. He's probably very close to a Super Vicar.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by virtue of being English.
And if you can, remind me, what's the actual name of a Super Vicar? I'm pretty sure they don't.
Don't go by that.
Although, what a job title that'd be. Ooh. Super Vicar. Super Vicar of the parish right here. Knocking on all over the place. Tell you something, all you Catholics and your cardinals and bishops, they're nothing on the super vicars. Go on.
Right.
So he's...
Sir Stirling
71.
He's 90.
Well, that's the thing about being a super vicar. You look years younger than your actual age.
Right, and then finish on one
Jeepers.
Of our own. The man who has been on this very show. A man who we're both big fans of, except when he's giving you horse racing tips.
Simon Delaney.
No, Ken Doherty.
Ken Doherty.
I told you it was a sporting team.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Well, Ken Doherty. A very exclusive club he's a member of. And I don't mean like a snooker club. I mean he's like one of the few who's won both the amateur and the professional world snooker titles.
Wouldn't it be brilliant if there was a very like exclusive snooker club?
The Perio.
You can't join wearing runners. Bouncers and all outside. And they're going, you get out of here.
Yeah.
Seen you playing pool in the pub last week. You're like a tramp you are. Get out of here.
I'll give you this one actually because, to be fair to you, I forgot to give you the Stirling Moss one, so I'll give you this one instead. It's a significant birthday for Ken Doherty.
He's 50 years old.
He is 50
Good
years
on you, Ken.
Old.
What a lovely fella he is as well. And so
well
mad
done.
To tell a story.
He is a
mad.
Great man.
And he still just sounds like the fella up the road. So when he starts telling you stories about meeting Michael Jackson and all,
yeah,
it doesn't sound showbiz, which makes it sound like the way he's just there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a mad day and all the way we met Michael Jackson and all the whole time we were hanging out with him. Great days, yeah. What? Michael Jackson? Who, like, from the Butchers? No, like the singer one. No, him. Oh, we had a great day with him. Mad for the Guinness.
Nice one, John. How's your Tuesday?
Not too bad so far, anyway. Yeah.
Good stuff, yeah. Well, we're a good half hour into it now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, well.
It can only get better from here.
Yeah, about 2 hours for me now, but there you go.
All right, rub it in.
No, you don't get in there.
Anyway, were you inflicted with the Tara Dugan airport photo this morning?
Oh, certainly not. No, I wouldn't get involved in any of that nonsense, you know,
right.
To be honest.
I've been, right, okay.
Reveling in other people's so-called happiness is not my business or interest, quite frankly. You know, September, who takes 2 weeks off in September?
Who does, exactly?
September is a bridge month between summer and winter.
It is. And it absolutely
so
is.
So you come back to bloody winter, like, do you know what I mean? You're coming back to misery and...
Well, I hope she's coming back to misery.
Exactly,
I mean, I
absolutely.
Definitely hope
dark
that that's
nights,
what she's...
cold mornings.
Yeah.
Norwegian-type, Scandinavian-type climate. You know, that kind of thing, you know. Where's she on, anyway?
Greece.
No, Greece.
Oh, Greece.
Somewhere, well, the islands, I don't know, wherever.
She's gone to Greece.
There's about a million islands, isn't there, in Greece?
Yeah. I don't know, and she's been to every one of them this year.
Yeah, exactly, for a fortnight.
She'll get you another 3 weeks in November anyway. So.
She will, yeah, exactly.
So there's no way she can come back to a winter without having a little break somewhere in the middle of it.
Yeah, sure, you'd have to get something to nurse you through it.
Absolutely. An egg McMuffin and a pint of cider is what she's having already. I mean, seriously, the woman's uncontrollable. Uncontrollable. And she is making you work.
She knows where they're buried.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's it, I tell you something. If
she
only,
does.
Yeah.
Andy's underpants.
Good grief.
Yeah. Mind you, you deserve it if you were ever in there. Yeah, Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. Here are classic hits in your Get Up and Go song from Glowworm, Carry Me Home.
Glowworm!
I think Mike has been, I think Mike's had an influence on the old music, you know. It's been a lot of, like, 90s kind of bangers
been
rolled out over
there's
the last little while.
There's been a change. I've noticed a change. And a change for the better, to
a
be honest with you.
Changes are coming.
Yeah, there has. Change for the better, but there's some cracking music coming out the last few days, so there has.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning for whatever's going on, for whatever sort of news you're in.
When I'm going to bed, by the way, you know that. Last night I was trying to go to bed. I was out in the boat and all. Right. And then I was coming back in and trying to lie down. I was like, oh, God, just finally go to sleep. And you know, this, I hear this in my head all the time. I don't know, because you keep playing it. You're subliminally hypnotising me with this background music and I can't get rid of it.
I play a selection of background music.
Well, whatever it is about this one.
This
is the first one you attack me with in the morning.
Is that what it is?
It is. And you see, those of you who don't see what's going on, Jim is in control of the buttons. I'm not allowed to touch any buttons. And this is it. This is the thing.
Well, here, will I get rid of that one? Would you prefer this one?
Or maybe it was that one. They're off. Yeah. Can't remember now.
Right, or we could have this one.
Oh no, that's very jazzy now. That's not. Yeah, that's.
What about this one?
Oh, tell you, that'd spread your butter on your toast, wouldn't it?
That we play that a lot. Then there's ones that are kind of, you know, the long ones I keep for the birthdays.
Oh yeah, no, that gives me anxiety. That one because I'm trying to win days off. Yeah.
That's slightly 80s, isn't it?
That's the one, that's the music that plays when Andy Bad News walks into work. Hey, idiots.
Yeah, into my office.
I want to tell us how to all you people now. I'm in a bad mood, and I decided it's your fault.
Right, I'm going to go back to me.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Jolly.
Anyway, listen, here's what we have going on for you. do you reckon any other radio show goes around doing that?
I doubt it. Because you see, I don't
Because everybody else, no, you do realise that literally me and you are the only one who care. Everybody else listening going, what are you doing?
I don't know about
listening
that.
To background music.
I don't know about that. I'd say there's other people now. Now we've made them care.
Exactly. Now they'll be listening for
us. It's on the radar. It's on everybody's on the go and wonder what sort of jazzy background tunes Jim has chosen for us all this morning.
By the way, somebody's been on to say, morning lads, man flu has landed.
Uh-oh.
After being out on Sunday watching the ladies final in the Lashings of Rain.
Oh dear.
Doctor says I live, but he wouldn't recommend it. Joseph, maybe that's where I got my smack of a head cold.
It might be.
My first half.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a dose on him.
Yeah, before you led me astray. Before for my own benefit, to be fair to you.
Yeah, before I was like, there's loads of seats up the back here.
PJ taught me the benefit of illegal things.
Yeah, I tell you. You don't have to sit where you're put. No, sir.
I got lashed out of it in the first half of the ladies' final and then was in the lovely dryness for the second half.
Oh, yeah, it was much better. There's always a sneaky way around the thing, isn't there? You know what I mean? I know the usual fibs, you can tell a man.
Maybe that's where I got me, maybe that's where I got me dose.
Maybe it is, yeah, maybe that's why. It probably is, because you were soaked by the time I met you.
I was drenched, yeah.
You had the big wet pants and all, I remember it was. I was like, oh, jeepers.
What's that happening to Jim?
What's that happening to Jim with his big wet trousers? Look at him walking around the ladies' day with the trousers on.
I can just say, I'll happily suffer it. For the joy that the ladies brought there with the three of the rods.
Oh, did you see them on... Have you been following them on Instagram or anything by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The lads had a party, right? The Dublin lads, after winning their five, had a party. There's no doubt about it. And there's been a bit here and a bit there. The women went berserk. You want to see the celebrations, dancing on tables and singing Florence in the Machine, and I think Kelly Harrington, the boxer, turned up to their parties.
Fabulous.
Oh my God, it looks
have
like
you,
they are.
Have you had a chance to speak to Lindsay? No?
I haven't had a chance to speak to any of them, actually. Yeah, never mind Lindsay. Yeah, she's the Owen and I connection there. That's why I keep pretending like we're friends. It's great. Yeah.
She's like your Daniel Day-Lewis, is she?
Yeah, hopefully she's somewhere going, I don't even know him. I'll be like, you do. We're all Lindsay. All right, remember me?
Yeah.
The fella. I'm the fella.
Don't leave me hanging here.
I'm the fella that does be hello and all. You remember me? No, remember, I met you a couple of times. Do you not remember? Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we've loads going on for you today. We have got another crack at Orlando a Go-Go happening very soon, after 7 o'clock. Of course, we'll give you a shout on that. I think we did really well yesterday.
If anyone passes by yesterday, it's end of story. They were cheating. Because we got a great score yesterday.
8 or something.
8 and 40 seconds is a hell of a good goal.
Absolutely. So we'll give it another bash just after 7 today. Also after 7, of course, it is the Hitbit. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check it out in advance and have a little listen and see all the previous guesses. That's there. Back on the trail with the breakfast table quiz, although again another cracking score yesterday, 13 to start the week.
Yeah, but you get the feeling he's packed his wash bag already, don't you?
Like, or his face bag, as you call it.
Or his face bag, for God's sake.
Which is a brilliant. I'm just packing me face bag, love. I'm going away for the weekend.
Just packing me face bag. I'm off on holidays on my own.
So that's on the way. And
Tara's
also,
face bag as well, packed. It's all permanently packed.
We'll give you details of how you can listen to a chat that we had with Al Murray, a.k.a. the pub landlord. He's playing a gig in Vicar Street on the 19th, is it, of September?
Yes. Well done. He's playing the gig very soon.
Yes.
I'll go with a yes on this one.
Excellent.
Because you have a tendency to know what you're talking about. I'm going to lean into you and say yes.
That's Madonna, True Blue, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday 17th of September, and a very important date in the Irish calendar, PJ.
My God, isn't it just? Yee-haw!
Tell you, pin them down, folks. Yeah, this is the start of the ploughing championships today.
It's the start of the ploughing championships today. Today, city people, be you Galway, be you Cork, be you Limerick, be you Dublin, do not leave the environs of your city. Today is the most cultiest day of...
More so than even the 8th of December.
It makes the 8th of December is dead and gone. Dead and gone. Should they have it? All these mad... That whole middle of Ireland has its own shops and all now. God knows what goes on in them. I'm never going there. But they're going, but they have their own things. So this is the day. Not only is it the ploughing championships.
Right.
Not only is it that muck fest of absolute wildness that is the ploughing championships.
Have you ever been?
No, I haven't. No.
Nor I.
I haven't
Magic
been.
Magic Mike, have you ever been to the ploughing championship?
Never, no.
See,
right,
Dubs don't
get
it. This is an actual official story, by the way. Half of Dubliners associate the national championships, the national ploughing championships, with muck, wellies and, not my words, cow shite, while 1 in 5 Dubs don't get the fuss at all. So there you go.
Not your words, but you thoroughly enjoyed saying them.
I did. It's not often you get to read it in a paper and use it as a quote without, so I can't get in trouble. So they surveyed 1,000 people, right?
Right.
And city people, but it does in fairness say that the most cynical of all city people when it comes to Ireland are the Dubliners. The Dubliners are the ones that say, oh, where'd they be going up there? Oh, watching Cutty swimming around in shite. You even do fill up their wellies with poo and all, is it? Walking around with poo, hanging out with our wellies.
So, yeah, because the thing about it is, I'm going to ask a really Dublin question now, right?
Yeah.
So it's the National Ploughing Championship.
That's it.
The thing you hear the least about...
Is the ploughing.
Is ploughing.
You're not wrong.
You hear about people being able to go along and do their own weather forecast and people being able to go along and look at a good massy.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You rarely hear about that, but you never kind of hear, you know.
Who was?
Yeah, Tony, whatever. That,
they never interview the winner or anything. Like, he never goes on tour or anything like that.
Exactly.
Like the Rose or anything. No, there's none of that. And that's, so you can't blame people for thinking it's just culture's running around with cow poo and their wellies. You can't blame people. And then they said in this survey, 20% of people in this thought if it's not muck and wellies and poo, then it's just politicians who want to be seen, while 16% say it's just farmers moaning about Brexit.
Oh,
so there you go. 11% say it's only an old farmer festival, with awful country music playing on the loudspeakers, and 13% think it's just an opportunity for rural people to give out about being neglected. And I tell you something, I bet you they're not wrong. When it comes to the old music, anyway, it is International Country Music Day today, so if ever there was two worlds colliding...
Oh my God, it's a perfect storm.
It's a perfect storm. It's
the Ploughing Championship and International Country Music
Day. And I'm going to be honest here, I hate country music. And I mean, I hate it. I hate. See your man Nathan Carter and his wagony wheels.
Yeah.
I'd batter him over the head. Would with a wagon. I would, yeah. I'd love to get a Hunter Welly.
But hang on a second now. Wait, you have to be careful now, because a good friend of this show is very big in the old Irish country music scene now.
Who's that now?
Cleona.
Oh, Cleona, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Hagen, that was it.
Yeah, yeah, I loved my big friend of the show, and none of us could remember her second name for a second. But yeah, you're right. It just shows how into country music you are.
Wow.
We can half name one person. Half name one.
Hang on a second. Daniel.
He's not really country at all. Imagine him walking into a saloon. Stick him up.
Would Daniel be at the Ploughing? Daniel's been at the Ploughing in his time. Come on, he has.
I'd say in his time maybe, but he's too big for the Ploughing, let's be honest. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. The Ploughing's where, you know, you get all... Egypt celebrities, you know, not real celebrities, the likes of myself walking around, you know, looking for a job and all.
And what happened? Like, it's supposed to be huge. I mean, you know, what goes on in the tents? If you're not selling a tractor, right? Or you're not selling a horse or something.
Yeah.
You sell horses at the Ploughing.
I think mostly it's sort of trade fair as far as, you know, selling actual masses and tools and equipment and all that.
Right.
And there's probably lads there. There probably is a Nathan Carter fella there going, you like to pay me, CD?
Right.
I gotta stay with you, my dear. I play at the ukulele. Ukulele, isn't it? And
I'd love to swing
and all to be up doing their bit and to be all that sort of stuff going on. I'd say there's a bit of that goes on. And then there'd be the old soaps and all. Some of them there, they wouldn't use a soap normally from one day of the year to the next. So there'd be like,
what
there'd be a soap stall.
There's a soap tent?
Well, you know, you got the horse fair and all. There'd be
for a minute there, I thought you meant like that Fair City and all would be rocking up there, the soaps.
I
thought there'd be a Fair City tent.
No, like actual, they'd be selling you soap and all. And you'd be able to buy tea pots and all that sort of crack. I'd say there's loads of that
cozies,
going on.
Tea cozies.
Yeah, I reckon that you could buy loads of stuff. And then, of course, there's all the radio stations and TV and all that, you know, the pretenders.
Go along and do your weather for
all of that
and
sort
that
of crack. Yeah, but I don't think it'd be for me. I mean, how long could you listen to this?
I wouldn't mind going for the crack.
Willies?
I'd love to see it once at least. Actually, I'm sure lots of people listening to us have been there. Sure, Mick and Leash texted in earlier on to say he's already parked up, raring to go.
Really, yeah.
So give us a shout, will you? 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Let us know, like, what do people do at the Ploughing? And where's the bit about the Ploughing? How come we never hear about the people who actually win the Ploughing?
I know, that's what I really want to get to the bottom of. Wait, you see, now we go once and then Jim McCabe would be walking around in cowboy boots and a 10-gallon hat.
Absolutely.
We'd be going back to Finglas and all.
Rock me mama like a wagon wheel.
He'd be back to Finglas riding bareback across the fields. Woohoo! As the urban cowboy. Oh no, that's not American. I'm the urban cowboy. Jim, your accent. What happened to your accent? He would always talk like this, I tell you. I don't know why you sound different to you, you dirty old Dublin tramp, yeah.
Tom Petty and Won't Back Down here are Classic Hits. 7:20 on this Tuesday, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning, folks. Big shout out to Susan, Elaine, David and Keith. They're on the way to the Ploughing.
Right? Yeah, all right, okay.
And they're looking forward to, wait for it, they're looking forward to seeing Zwartable sheep stand and the milking robot.
Do you see what I mean? Like, do you see how we might feel like we're not at home here?
Yeah.
Jim, that's all I'm saying.
You're right.
You know what I mean? You and me would be over at the smelly soaps going, just lavender. Oh, God.
God, I tell you something.
Can I get a sniff of that, Jim?
That's bergamot.
Essence
of
green tea on it. Wow.
Anyway, that's look at that. Zwartable sheep stand and the milking robot. I was just thinking.
A milking robot.
You know who we could talk to? Remember, remember the lad who owned the pig that you raced?
Oh, yeah. What was
Dermot.
His name? Dermot, yeah.
Dermot. We could get Dermot on. He goes to the Ploughing.
He does go to the Ploughing.
We could have a chat with Dermot. Or Tracy and Galway's been on to say, PJ and Jamie should ask Marty Morrissey.
Well, he's there all the time. Yeah, he's mad for it, isn't he? Marty Morrissey.
He's great crack.
I love Marty Morrissey, right?
We should get him on.
I love Marty Morrissey.
Ploughing.
And he's a sports correspondent and a very well-respected one.
Right.
Right, for years.
Yeah.
Now, and the fact that he knows nothing...
There's a butt coming here.
There isn't. The fact, Jim, that he knows nothing about sport outside the GAA and ploughing shouldn't be even brought up. Shouldn't even be brought up because he's such a legend.
Few people suggesting that we send you as a sort of a roving reporter.
I'd love to go just to see what the fuss is all about. I just think I'd be absolutely brutal at it because I wouldn't know what I was looking at. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, I asked whether or not you can buy horses at it.
Yeah.
Somebody says they do sell horses at the ploughing, along with culty women and children.
That's disgraceful. That's now.
Down with that sort of thing.
You'd look at a big Celtic badge in his profile. You know what he's like. Don't you? Head case.
By the way, Magic Mike has just thought there that maybe we should, to celebrate the fact that there is this perfect storm, the ploughing championship beginning, and the fact that it is International Country Music Day, Magic Mike just suggests that maybe we have our very own PJ and Jim country music song.
I'm telling you.
Maybe we could knock up a little, you know, verse chorus of a country music song in honour of this perfect storm, this coming together of the ploughing championship and International Country
Music
Day.
Be like an audible CD or CV.
Yeah.
For us to see if we can qualify to actually be allowed in next year.
So maybe we'll look for a few suggestions. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp as to what could go in to our country music song.
What would our song be about?
Sort of classic country music elements.
Ah, yeah.
Somebody will have to leave.
Yeah. My dog divorced me.
Yeah.
And my sister married a horse.
Yeah.
It has to be real tragic stuff, doesn't it?
We'll have to go that route.
Now I'm in prison.
We should mention that
there are,
and you can check this out on our social. You can check it out on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram, because Magic Mike has popped it up there. There is, ladies and gentlemen, I should really have had a bigger intro for this. There is a brand spanking new PJ and Jim ugly mug.
There is, and I love it. It's so unbelievably retro. I love it. It's proper 80s, 90s nostalgia.
Yeah, Magic Mike has popped it up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, giving you the chance to actually win the first one.
The very first ever all-new ugly mug.
What it looks like, and maybe we can persuade him to part with one if we get good enough suggestions on our country music song.
I think we can. It's a fresh batch.
A fresh batch.
So I'm sure we can.
You could be getting your hands on something exclusive and brand spanking new. So 087-188-0008.
Age is what we got yesterday. I don't know if that was enough on the day.
Yeah,
but
let's find out. We had a qualifier yesterday.
Let's try and do it again today then. It's going to be Cara in Cork. Hey, Cara.
Morning, lads. What's the crack?
Oh, good, Cara. What's the story with you?
Oh, very quiet at the moment. Just getting ready to go to work.
What is work? What do you do?
I'm in the Navy.
Fair play.
We are now officially in awe of you, Cara Foley. We are in awe of you.
I'll swap you any day. I'll swap you.
So what do you do in the Navy? Can you tell us?
I'm a technician, so I fix radars and radios and your Skype TV, things like that.
There you go.
So you're proper super intelligent and techie and everything.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. I love Irish people. You can never give a call. Why would you go away with that? No.
Sure, anybody could do it.
You find out when you start asking me the questions. I won't have a clue.
Yeah, well, how are you on singers? There's a lot of singers in today's list.
We'll find out.
Jeepers, right. Well,
we'll do our best for you, Cara.
I'll give it a go.
That's what we can promise, right? 40 seconds is what we have to try and get as many as we possibly can. You good to go?
Yep, good to go.
Let's do it.
Okay, she's a singer and she sang Kids in America.
Not Tiffany, no.
Blonde-haired girl.
She was the headliner at Forever Young Festival.
Kim...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Wilde?
Yes! Yes. She another singer, and she was the singer of Blondie.
What's her real name?
Fuck, I have no idea.
Oh, go on, we can't skip.
I know.
She is blonde-haired.
Her surname, is it like a boy's name?
Like Dirty...
Harry.
Yes!
Harry.
Yes, that's it. Married to David.
Victoria Beckham?
Yes! She sang another singer. She sang Fast Car.
Tracy
Chapman. Yes! Oh! Flippin' Bell just got in just at the wrong time. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, we were going with
it. Unbelievable. It was just... What were we kind of stumbled on? What was it? Debbie Harry.
Yeah. Kim Wilde. And there you go. Yeah. And you even managed to get us in trouble with a coursework there as well. So.
Didn't realise.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Right, what so goes listen. To sea stays at sea, isn't that right?
That's exactly,
exactly.
It. Listen, I tell you something, right? It's a score of four, but no, but you can never be sure what other, because other people could have exactly the same situation where they literally come across one celebrity and they stumble on
brain
it.
Brain fart.
Yeah, you know, you never, you suppose, in fact, the last time we had a game like this, we had a 3-1 morning, and I think that went on to qualify because people just got stumbled.
Well, I keep fingers, toes, everything crossed.
Do indeed. Good stuff.
Listen, Cara, great talking to you. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a million.
Cheers.
See you, Cara. Thank you, bye.
So there we go. The bar is set at 4. You can play again with Niall Boylan just after 1 o'clock today for Orlando Agogo.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. Oh my god, that was like a 12-inch version.
Tell you something, I'm getting into it now.
You should have done the erasure version.
I'm not afraid of your stare anymore. Look, listening to what we just listened to, anything would have been better than that. So it builds your confidence up, you know. When you hear Erasure doing an ABBA song with some half-baked rapper nobody's heard of in the middle of it, you go, right, I'm up for the job. If they can get a single, I can get a jingle. No problem, let's do this, I was thinking. Right.
Brilliant.
There you go. So I'm all good. It's 710 quid on the hit bit this morning, the classic hit bit. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this. What does it come from? Chris Gunter in Cork is going to go first. How are you, Chris?
How are you?
Not bad, Chris. What's the crack with you this morning? How are you getting on?
I'm just on my way to work. Well, I was on my way to work. I'm now going the wrong way because I would have been in the Jack Lynch Tunnel and I would have lost you on the phone.
So right.
Wow, that's... I mean, I talk about having to think on the
fly,
yeah, absolutely.
Right. Well, now we really are rooting for you, considering you probably don't even have a job anymore if they hear this. So let's do it, Chris. What do you think it is?
Word Up by Cameo.
What a tune. We need to get that on.
I will eat my own underpants if it's that, because I love that song, and I should have known if that's it. I'll tell you something. Right, so is it Mike?
Chris Gunter in Cork. Tell your brother, your sister, and your mama too that you're wrong. Sorry.
He's back on form. He's back on form.
You see, it's what a tune that is. It even gives you great puns.
There you go.
Brilliant.
All right, sorry about that, Chris, but hopefully you can get back on the route soon enough.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's in Cork, will you get out of Chris's way? Will he's late for work.
He's probably in Cove now, but
Right, Chris, have a good one, man. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye.
Right, so this is another, it's more of a different surname than we're used to. Let me get this right, Andy. Andy Gashaita, is that right?
you can say that as well as you want, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. How do you pronounce it, Andy?
It's Lithuanian.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I made a total meal of it.
That was brilliant. I thought it was fantastic of Andy, though, to say, yeah, you can say it that way if you want.
Yeah, if you want, whatever, yeah.
I had a few nicknames in my life, but that would be the brilliant. So
yeah. There you go. You officially get the award as the best attempt at mispronouncing Andy's name.
Right, so we'll go with Mr. Gashaita then this month. Right, Andy, sorry about making a hames of that for you, but let's try and get this right. What do you think it is?
I think it's Gnarls Barkley with his song Crazy.
Oh, another great song. Another great song. What do you reckon, Mike?
Do you know what, lads? I remember when. I remember. I remember when this was guessed before. It's wrong.
Tell something. I'm sorry I had to get the old wrong bit. But you know what? I'm not sure what's funny. The pun, and Mike attempted to sing it.
Yeah.
In tune. I remember when.
And the way he bottled it. The way he bottles it, though. I remember when. I tell you something. I had a better go at Mr. Gashaita's name than you did at that song.
Andy, listen,
Andy.
Have a great day. Take care of yourself, Andy.
Okay,
cheers.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe, Andy. Have a good one.
I remember when this was on.
Oh, I have to say, I enjoyed your puns this
morning. Were good
today. Thank you, gentlemen.
They were
very
good.
They were good, yeah. Two out of two for old Michael. So it means we can rule out Crazy from Gnarls Barkley. We can rule out the other guest.
Oh God, I've forgotten already. And oh, word up.
Yeah, from Cameo, great tune. So we can rule out those. You can check it out on classichits.ie, and Damien Farrelly will give you a chance to play at 20 to 5.
20 to 5, yeah, Damien will give you another go.
I remember when I tried.
Yeah, and people moving on up here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, 17th of September. If you've been listening to the show so far this morning, firstly, if you haven't, welcome along. But if you have been, you'll know, of course, we were chatting about the fact that very famous, very important day in an Irish calendar, the start of the National Ploughing Championships. And you'll also know that neither PJ nor Magic Mike nor myself know anything about it.
Not fiddlers. And the fact that it's Country Music Day as well, another thing, well, let's be honest, none of us are extraordinarily knowledgeable about it.
Well, yeah, fair point, to be fair. So we decided that we needed to guess, we need to get an expert view, because we literally don't know what goes on at the National Ploughing Championships. And we're particularly confused by the fact that you very rarely hear of the ploughing bit.
Very rarely hear about the ploughing bit. In fact, don't know a damn thing about the ploughing bit. It's a complete mystery to us. And you never get interviews, or they never seem to tour like the Rose of Tralee does or whatever. So we need to get to the bottom of it.
Absolutely. So there is a man. There is a famous man. A man who's no stranger to this show, I can tell you. A man who is an extraordinary pig connoisseur. It has to be said.
He is the pig lover of Ireland, in fairness.
He is the pig godfather.
He is, yeah.
He is the man known as Dermot Allen. Dermot Allen, good morning to you, sir.
How are you, gentlemen? Are you well?
Hello. What is the story? He, of course, is the father of Usain Bolt.
Yeah, the pig that was famously lost in a race to a human and mankind under the guise of me, in me runners and jeans.
He spoke to me last week. He's looking for a rematch. He's shutting his stuff down here, lads. He's in training again.
Anytime, any place, Dermot, anytime.
Come here, listen, Dermot, you're on the way to the ploughing, but Magic Mike said you had a bit of a hold-up. Was there a kind of an incident at home? Was there?
There was. I jumped out of bed at 4:30 this morning, feed up the animals, and Apple, my favourite sow, decided, of the other 362 days of the year, she decided to have her piglets this morning.
Oh, no.
My God, so you were giving birth this morning, were you?
Midwife, I'm telling you, maternity ward, red bucket, the towels, they were all out, but everything's good. She's had 9 so far, and I had to leave her because we need to get down to this ploughing championship.
Only the 9. She's had the 9 so far.
Just the 9 so far. 9 happy, healthy piglets to add
absolutely
to the...
So listen, Dermot, this is what we need from you, right? We need an education. Yeah. PJ and Magic Mike and myself, we need an education on what the heck goes on at the ploughing championship. And don't just say ploughing.
No, definitely not ploughing. There's 100,000 people making their way every day for the next 3 days. So what you go is you get down there, and there's agriculture, there's of all descriptions, there's cattle, sheep, pigs, of course. But we don't have actual pigs there this year because of the African swine fever. We'll explain to you when you come into our tent and why we haven't got pigs there. But there's machinery, you can go and buy machinery. There's lads buying combine harvesters for 500,000, 700,000 euros.
Oh my God, 700 grand for a combine harvester.
These combines get into the fields and they work themselves. They don't even need a man. They work on sat navs and all that kind of stuff. It's unbelievable down there. We'll have the politicians, they'll get some gear in this year. We'll have some crack with them boys when they come in.
I bet they will.
They're shaking in their wellies as we speak, I'd say.
I'd say the quaking is right.
And what's the correct answer, Jim's question, if you can? Why is it we hear all these stories about the ploughing championship, but we never hear anything about the actual ploughing itself?
Well, I tell you why, because it's such a small group of people that plough. But what we actually have with the National Ploughing Championships is every couple of years we have the World Ploughing Championships held wherever it is, whether it was in Tullamore or New Ross or Carlow. We haven't got the World this year, but over every couple of years they hold the whole thing there, so lads come from all over Europe and the world, Australia and America, to actually plough.
Wow.
But there's so much food down there, there's so much other things going down, you know, that the ploughing is a big factor of it, and Anna May runs it really well, and she has the world championships, as I said, there every now and again. But
apart from all the machinery, apart from all of the kind of livestock and stuff that's going on, then there's a whole load of kind of like social stuff, is there? So as you say, the food thing, is there entertainment tents and all that as well?
Surely is. We were on Stetsons and Stilettos, myself and the young one, 2 years ago. They filmed us down there. They brought us in front of 3,000 people with one of the country and western, and taught us how to line dance.
Right.
Wow.
Oh man, you want to see it? I have two left feet, but Jesus, it's crack with me.
Yeah, I'd say you fit right in when it comes to line dancing. That's right, Dermot. You know what I mean? There's a reason Fred Astaire didn't do it. Like,
come here. Is that where you used to do your? Remember, you did your kind of pig Olympics where you'd have them running through hoops and jumping over fences
and stuff like that. We'd have that back again next year, hopefully. Yeah, the pig agility course, we used to call it. The world record still stands at 38.9 seconds.
Wow. So that's one agile pig.
I'm putting the invitation out there. We have a tent, a massive tent down there. Next year, if you can't get down tomorrow with all the equipment, we want you in our tent, booming out classic hits for the whole morning.
I'd love that. That sounds fantastic, Dermot.
If you invite us out for next year, we have room for you.
There you are now, PJ. You've no excuses. You've got an official invite from literally the godfather of bacon.
I tell you something.
Kind of...
If it's half as good crack as it is as the sausages where you gave us last week, Dermot, you can count me in.
William, PJ, you're more than welcome. Like,
you see that he'll literally go anywhere for a sausage, Dermot. He'll go anywhere for a decent sausage. Listen, Dermot, you have a fantastic couple of days. Check in with us, will you, the odd time, and let us know what's going on, if there's any highlights as you go. And
surely will.
And we'll keep in touch. Listen, safe driving and enjoy it.
Good talking to you, lads.
Thanks, man.
Come on down to the ploughing. Good luck.
Cheers. Come on, Dermot. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Take it easy.
So now you know,
tell
buddy.
You once
now
again.
You know, and now we've an official invite.
From the pig man himself, yeah, the pig master general of Ireland.
We can go and start making bacon.
Tell you something. His pigs go around in tuxedos and everything to do. They're such unbelievably well-kept animals. But that's great, isn't it? So there you go. There's our invitation.
So no
Who
excuses.
Knows, Jim? This time next year, you and me both could be covered in dirt and smelling cow poo and eating sausages. We could be honorary culties before the weekend is out.
What a tune. Cameo and Word Up here at Classic Hits. It was actually guessed in the hit bit. It was wrong, but put it into our heads and we had to get it on there.
We couldn't stop thinking
such
about it.
Such a great
then.
Song.
What a great song. It's so,
absolutely.
It's so stupid, but so fantastic.
Oh, it's just so funky.
Remember the big cod piece and all of them.
We see you could, if we go to the ploughing next year, you could wear your red cod piece.
I don't think anyone wants to see me in a cod piece, do they?
I don't know.
Unless it's over a pair of overalls.
A few texts that we get in here, I tell you, that's, I can't read out. They're so rude.
Yeah.
From ladies who'd like to...
To batter
I mean,
me.
There was, well, the mildest of them was the... woman who wanted to buy the jersey provided it was covered in your sweat.
That's disgusting, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? That's disgusting, like. That's not, you know. It is.
Anyway.
You know, but give us a jersey and don't wash it. The smell of dirty fell off you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Listen, a couple of things. Morning, lads. My son Sam is heading to the ploughing this morning with all his classmates from Ard School Rees in Limerick.
Brilliant.
Best of luck, Sam. Enjoy that. Somebody's saying it's gridlocked from Oranmore to Briar Hill on the motorway. Can you say good morning to Owen, Luke and Aaron on the way to school? They're on the Navan Road. They love classic hits. Morning, lads. I'm up since 5:30 because my daughter Rebecca and her school presentation in Ballyfahan in Cork are going off to the ploughing championships. Safe journey, guys, and have fun. And welcome back, PJ, says Margo in Cork.
Thank you very much, Margo. I'm delighted to be back.
And somebody else all said, heading for the ploughing, lads. Who is that? Hang on a second, I'll find out whose name is that. Tom. Tom heading for the ploughing.
Tom is heading for the ploughing.
Look at... Have you seen that photograph?
No, give us a look there.
You need to see that photograph.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, my God. You want to see what he's after sending us? It's essentially the back of the biggest pig we've ever seen on a trailer, right?
And he's a very well-endowed pig.
He's just two huge items of genitalia hanging off the back of the trailer. And I've never seen anything like it.
I'm assuming Tom just found that photograph.
And I'm sorry I did see something like it.
Yeah, if that is genuinely Tom, that would be amazing.
That can't be. Oh, my God. Imagine having a pair of stones like that. That's outrageous. Dear, oh dear. I don't know how I feel about that now.
Oh, yeah. You suddenly feel inferior.
I don't feel well anyway, that's for sure.
Anyway, listen, we've loads going on for you. We've got the breakfast table quiz still to come. We had a good score yesterday to start the week off, 13, but it's a cracking break to Cork this week. We'll tell you more about that. That's on the way. And also, we managed to have a chat yesterday with Al Murray.
Al Murray,
of course, is better known to lots of people as the Pub Landlord.
The Pub Landlord, who's a great stand-up. I've done gigs with him and stuff before. Good crack. We were
nice
chatting
fella.
To him. The only problem was, he was calling us from England, and I don't know if Brexit's after getting into the phone lines now or whatever, but it was absolutely brutal. So we can't play it. It sounds terrible. So but we, if you want to listen to it, you can have a listen to what he's saying about the show
on the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can have a listen on the podcast. You can check it out for yourself. He's got, it's called Landlord of Hope and Glory is the big gig. It's happening in Vicar Street on, I think, the 19th of September. Thursday night.
Yes, oh well.
So you can check it out. All the details are on the podcast anyway if you want to,
and
you want to check it out.
It was
out
very nice. He did a lovely interview, but you're not allowed to hear it because it sounds brutal. But you, if you want to put yourself through it, you know what? You know what to do. Podcast. If you want to hear what a gentleman he is, you can go and do it in your own time.
You sell it so well, buddy.
I think I do.
You sell it so well.
I'd say they're not even listening to us now. They're going to listen to him.
Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes, almost, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Derek Maloney's been on. He's from Drimley. He wants to give a shout out to his son, Killian, on his way to school. I like that backing track. You're doing very well there. It's like having your very own backing singer.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
I can clap in time. Good for me, eh, Jim?
Also, there's quite a lot of texts and there was even a couple of tweets about the fact that people have heard a certain ad playing for a certain concert that's happening next year, PJ.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Now, you know why you brought... let's be honest. Why did Jim McKay bring that up? Because I was dancing. I was in a good mood. I was happy. I was enjoying myself. It was quite obvious. I was in a pretty good place there for a few seconds. So what does Jim do? He says, let's remind PJ that Simply Red are coming to Ireland. As if that's not enough.
I'm not just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm only responding to the will of the nation.
Has Ireland not suffered enough? You know what I mean?
People have been texting in and people have tweeted in and said, you know, you do realise that Simply Red are coming to Ireland. And you do remember that time that PJ was supposed to go to a UB40
concert. Yeah, he was. Yeah, then something better came up.
It didn't happen and all that sort of stuff. And now there's a certain sense of, gosh, what could we do?
Are you serious? Is this an actual serious thing?
I'm only saying this. Are people texting?
After being made go to the Hill 16 wearing a Kerry jersey when I won the flipping challenge in the first place, now you're seriously suggesting I should go to Simply Red. This is Brexit. This is Brexit. Because of Brexit, the fall down, we've obviously been forced to take in crap English musicians. Crap ones. It's part of some sort
of
the scenes political dealings, and I want nothing to do with it.
We're not saying that. We're not saying you necessarily have to go to Simply Red.
Yeah.
We might just have an interview with Mick Hucknall. How about that?
Oh, for the love. Imagine. Oh my God, imagine trying to hold that one together.
Anyway, we'll leave that. We may revisit that. We may revisit that at some point.
We won't. No.
But anyway, in the meantime, there's a story about Robert De Niro doing the rounds at the moment. And you may know
Mickey Rourke, yeah.
That, you know, PJ, in addition to his views on the likes of UB40 and Simply Red and so on, has certain views about the great Robert De Niro. For many people, you know, he may be one of the greatest actors of all time.
For many people, Simply Red are one of the best bands of all time. But those people are morons. You know, that's the way that's just fine. Right. You know what I mean? You're entitled to
You should say what you mean.
You're entitled to your stupid opinion.
Stop sitting on the fence.
Yeah. I apologise. You're entitled to whatever ridiculous opinions you want to have. But basically, I've always said, and look, nothing against Robert De Niro. Well, okay, this is a little bit against Robert De Niro. He gets worshipped as being some incredible actor that's better than everybody else. He's the same in every movie. He does one thing, and he does the same thing in every movie. Don't do that. I'm going to give you a scooby-doo. It's all the movies, man. You're talking to me. You're going to do with you. Nobody
wants you. To be fair to you, right? I know people can't see this because it's radio, but your facial expressions aren't bad, Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you've quite nailed the voice, but you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, the voice leads.
But you do manage to do that sort of sour kind of lip thing.
That's all he does, man. It's like the way Pacino. He just screams at everybody. Yeah. Hoo-ha. Son of a woman. Yeah. That's his thing.
Right.
Robert De Niro's. What are
you
doing here?
You talking to me?
I asked you not to put the thing on the... That's all it is, man. That's all it is.
Right, well, and why is he in trouble now?
Well, he's in trouble because Mickey Rourke offered a role in what they think was The Irishman. You know this new movie?
Oh, yeah.
The new Scorsese movie everyone's going mad over because it's the old team back together, basically. Robert De Samo, Scorsese and Joe Pesci and all. They're, you know, they're all coming back.
Yeah. Right? Joe Pesci and Robert De Samo.
Robert De Samo. Well, why change something when you know what you want, eh? I mean, it's not like he's suddenly going to start doing an accent, is he? So basically, they needed someone for another part. And Mickey Rourke, he reckons he was going to get that part. But see, he had a row with Robert De Niro in 1987.
Oh my God, and De Niro, about holding a grudge.
And Robert DeGrudge still holds a grudge, right?
Right.
So Robert De Samo was holding a bit of a grudge against Mickey Rourke, right? So Mickey Rourke is now saying, he's raging because Mickey Rourke's broke, you know. He's no money left. He spent all his money.
Right.
Being a bit of a, he's a madman. You know what I mean? He has a tendency to do mad things.
Was it
the fact that he made
his
face on a potter's wheel? Or
I was just going to say it was his birthday the other day, wasn't it?
We were talking about, wasn't it?
Yeah. So he obviously spent all his money on plastic surgery, did he? Or pottery?
Didn't he famously buy a house when he got millions of quids and he famously bought a big house? But it cost him all his money, and then he realised he'd no money for food or maintenance or anything. Like, he doesn't know how
to deal
with it.
That's slightly short-sighted, you might
say. Yeah, like, he doesn't know how to do anything with money. He's bad with money, he admits it. But now, anyway, he got this gig, and it was on the... What was the name of the movie? I'm forgetting the name of the flipping movie. Angel Heart.
Right.
And then when he was on the set in Angel Heart, he went over to Robert De Niro, and he goes up. He says, look, I'm really happy to be working with you. I'm really honoured to meet you on set. And 5 minutes later, De Niro comes up and goes, yeah, I think it's better if we don't talk. Because, you know, our characters in the movie, they don't like each other. I think it's better if we don't talk to each other either. I think it's better if we don't talk. And he was like, what? He said he was young. And then it hurt his feelings completely. And then he says later on, the director comes up to him and goes, Robert would prefer if you didn't touch him in any of the scenes. He doesn't want to be touched by him.
Wow.
So Robert De Niro's totally blanked him. They've had this ongoing row, so now he's cut him out. So Robert De Samo is an awful man for holding a grudge. Whoa. And he's put, and The Irishman, one of the biggest movies, one of the most anticipated movies of the year coming out, could have had Mickey Rourke in it, except for Robert De Niro's being his bonnet over someone saying hello to him on the set.
So I think it's fair to say that when Robert De Niro hears your views on him, he probably won't be very forgiving about it.
Probably not, yeah. Not that he knows anything about me.
Yeah, PJ, I think it's better if you don't talk about me.
Yeah, no, but is that right, yeah? Well, I think you're the Simply Red of acting, so you can shove that up your nose.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
This week we want to send you to Cork's newest four-star city centre hotel. It's located right in the heart of Cork's shopping, entertainment and business district. It's called the Maldron Hotel in Cork. While you're there, you can check out the large, spacious rooms. There's complimentary Wi-Fi and Chromecast TVs. That sounds right up your street. What are you doing? He's wandering around the place. Anyway,
I'm looking for the questions.
So as well as that, you can check out their Red Bean Roastery coffee shop. It's open Monday to Saturday. It's delicious homemade produce. And their Grain and Grill bar and restaurant is also open daily for lunch and dinner. More info, of course, at Maldron Hotel Southmile.com. And we want to. We're giving you the chance to win a two-night stay in an executive room at the Maldron Hotel Cork. Your chance to dine, party and sleep on the Mall at Maldron South Mall. Right, okay. Now, we know that David McArdle in Dublin is going to play. All we need is somebody to ask him the questions. You're back.
Ray! I'm back. Oh, that was okay. If you only knew what went on behind the scenes in Classic Hits,
I think people probably got the gist of it.
I actually thought I had them. I went into a scramble. Turns out they were never in the room, but it's not my fault. It's no one's fault but mine, let's be honest about it. I could have checked it a long time ago. But it's all okay. All is well that ends well.
All is good. Right, David, how are you doing?
Keep talking, David. I have to catch my breath before I read these out.
Right, David, tell us, what is the story with you this morning? What are you up to?
I'm in the Coombe. I'm on the way to Fitzroy. I'm an electrical contractor.
Oh, right, okay. Good stuff. All right, so you're in the Coombe at the minute. And and how are you feeling about taking on 13?
Oh, God. We'll give it a go anyway. But
yeah.
Now, you never know. They might just fall your way.
You never know, Dave. And thank you very much for talking slowly. You've no idea how much I appreciate it. you've made the world a difference to somebody's morning, that's mine.
Right. So do you think you've enough breath in your body to get these out?
Well, we'll have a go. Yeah. Yeah, good definitely. Stuff. I'm up for the job. I'll do my best for you now. You deserve it, David.
Right, David, listen. The very best of luck with it. 60 seconds. You need at least 14 correct answers. Here we go.
Clark Kent was better known as what superhero?
Superman.
Quentin Tarantino directed Reservoir what?
Dog.
What animal is an oxpecker?
A bird.
Yeah, in which novel does the Artful Dodger appear?
Oliver Twist.
Yeah, how many pockets does a professional snooker table have?
Six.
Which 1992 Disney animated film featured the voice of Robin Williams?
Aladdin.
According to the proverb, what fruit when eaten daily keeps a doctor away?
An apple.
With what sport is promoter Don King associated?
Boxing.
Which period of early history precedes the Iron Age?
The Bronze Age.
In Star Wars, what character is Princess Leia's father?
Haven't got a clue.
Darth Vader, which part of the body would be examined with an auriscope?
Pass.
The ear in the Bible, what G is the gift brought by the wise men to Jesus?
Gold.
Which Hollywood star became the Princess of Monaco?
Pass.
Grace Kelly, the resort island of Corfu belongs to what country?
Right.
It's Greece. It's Greece. Oh, unfortunately, God, you were flying at the start.
It was going really well. Going really well. And
you were like me with missing questions. You were running all over the place. You were knocking them out of the park.
No. Yeah, it started to go a bit astray with Darth Vader, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, listen, let's see how we got on. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, which is a very respectable score, David, to be fair to you.
Yeah, not bad at all. I'd say it's one of those any other weekdays, isn't it? But fair play to you. Weren't bad at all. Jeepers. Yeah. And you taught me a lesson too, you did. Make sure you know what's coming next, PJ.
Listen, okay. Have a good day, David. Thanks for having a go.
You too, lad.
Cheers. Cheers.
See you, David. Have a good one, guy.
Right. We'll give you a time to recover. Give you a moment to gather yourself.
That would be very appreciated.
For everybody else,
who
of course.
Knew it was nearly 9 o'clock. I mean, there should be an alarm.
Yeah,
there should be an alarm.
Like, I mean, just only the 1, 2, 3, only the 4 clocks in the studio.
And I'm supposed to see them when I'm going to sleep. Jim, seriously. Cop on to yourself.
You're right. I ask too much of you, buddy.
You do, yeah,
I?
You do. I'm literally trying not to focus. You know what I mean? There's music on. You have me all upset over Simply Red. I was trying to catch 40 winks, and then you're going bringing up that I should be reading one of the 4 o'clocks. God almighty. I can do nothing right.
Right. For everybody else, as we're still looking to beat that score of 13, if you fancy enjoying a fabulous break, tonight in an executive room at the Maldron Hotel Cork, dine, party and sleep on the Mall at Maldron South Mall. MaldronHotelSouthMall.com if you want to check it out for yourself.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.